Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There it is. That quite badly remixed tune that was perfectly pretty in the first place can only mean one thing. Your cousin Davey is here.
It's good we got like three versions of that now. We got the live version as well.
Oh yeah. Your cousin Davey's here. He's got some audio oddities for you. We've got some, you know, stuff to chat about, actually.
Have we?
You know, for like the last 2 months I've been going, oh, I've got to tell you this thing on Friday, and then just never done it. I think I'm going to do it today.
Is it some really important news?
Probably.
is it about your health?
No, my health is fine. My health, okay. Like the rest of me, is rude.
No, I didn't think there was anything wrong with
rude.
You.
What? What are you saying? Do I not look like a perfect physical specimen? Do you not look at me and think, what a marvel?
Absolutely.
Of mammalian splendor.
Mammalian?
Do you not?
I do. That's what I think every time.
My God.
You're so mammalian.
I am. Nipples and everything. Right.
Yeah, go on.
I don't.
Yeah, go on.
No, nothing.
I don't actually have anything.
Oh.
What?
Thanks for listening.
No, you don't have anything to say.
No, I don't have anything to say. That's your job today.
Okay, I'm
because
saying
you've
things.
Got all the audio things.
I have got all the audio. Now, listen. There's two possible ways this could play out.
Oh, my God. That's very threatening. One, you
you're quiet
shut up
and you're good.
And you listen to the thing and you don't interrupt me. Or...
No.
It turns ugly, Jacob. It turns really ugly. Go on.
It depends on how you answer this next question.
Oh, God. How would you like to die?
So, oh, dear. No.
I think
on Wednesday.
Elvis. Go on.
On Wednesday.
It's more of a prediction.
You were talking about out-of-tune singing. Out-of-tune songs.
Yes, I was. And people have had some stuff to say about that.
Have they?
Yes.
Well, tell me what they've had to say, and I'll see whether that ties in with what I have to say.
No, because I've just ruined everything. That's better. Sorry, everyone. And I haven't read what they've got to say. I've just gone, oh, brilliant. People have had something to say. That's
people
it.
Have had a lot to say.
I should definitely.
And I haven't heard it. Is that what you're saying?
Actually, there's quite a few.
Yeah.
Out-of-tuners. Shall we go through them?
Well, tell me briefly. I mean, you can delve into it another time, but like,
no, I'm happy to delve in now if you want.
Does anybody mention Sarah Brand?
No, I don't think they do.
No, and do you know? This is the thing: is that if you know of this. I mean, if you know this...
You know this. I don't know
then this. I'm not even going to go there because I think everybody else... Well, I don't think everybody else does know it, but I've been sent it by a couple of
it's
listeners.
A name I've heard, and I might go, oh, yeah, but that's not going to take away from the joy of it.
No, okay. All right, well,
like
let's do
Jonathan
that. So when
Darlene Edwards sort of thing.
That's where the podcast is going. Well, it's not going completely there, but no. we're going to, like,
we'll touch slightly on it.
We'll look at Sarah Brand.
Okay.
In fact, look, you can look at Sarah Brand.
Yes, if you're watching on the YouTube.
There you go. There she is. That is a still from the video for her song.
Okay. Because to me, that looks like a Spanish birthday card. It's a lady in a red dress sort of thrusting her hip towards a man incredulous at a piano.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's not at a piano.
All right.
It does look like he is, doesn't it? No, he's just got his hands on his lap.
Yes. Very Vic Reeves. Not good.
No. So Sarah Brand, right? She is a student. I'm just going to actually bring up my notes because I wasn't sure whether we were going to talk about her, but let's talk about her. She's a student at Oxford. Actually, she may not be a student anymore. I'm not sure when she might have graduated. But she is studying sociology, I think, something like that.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm just bringing up her info right now.
Yeah. Pull up the schematics. It's like 24.
Jack
Power.
Yeah. Enhanced. Like, okay.
Send the schematics to my PDA. Do the what?
She's a... So
it's
on
a PDA,
her own
it's
website.
Come to, it's a PDF on your PDA. Is that... I can't open that. Okay, send the schematic. How did you send the last schematics?
Yeah.
I think it was a
by
bit...
By fax.
It was a bit
it's
map.
Fax, isn't it?
I think it was a bitmap. Well, send them like that. Then. I can't export it. It's just... It's a PDF and I don't know what to do with it. It opens and works. Just look, we're running out of time. Dooch. I've got 5% charge
I heard that
left
might be coming
on my
back.
PDA. Do you know what I always wanted them to do? It was just like
a PDA,
historic
yes.
24. Because the trouble is, nowadays, everyone can download schematics to their PDA. Yeah. People download schematics to their PDA all the time.
It's what we do regularly on a daily basis.
I downloaded the schematics of Sainsbury's yesterday when I couldn't find camera. Like, everyone's constantly downloading schematics to their PDA. But what if you did 24 in, like, 1960?
Yeah.
That would be an interesting idea.
Yeah. To me, but they would still have perhaps. To be technology ahead of its time for 1960.
I mean, I guess...
So you would have, like, a TV watch.
Sure.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, that's probably pushing it. Although, now I think about it, all of it would just be couriers. Just people on motorbikes with a satchel with important schematics.
Yeah, you couldn't do it 24. It would have to be at least 48, maybe 72.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be there by Friday, the new series.
Between 9 and 1.
Yeah, and okay, instead of going doosh, doosh every second, just once an hour goes bong, bing, bing, bong. Little chime.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway, Sarah Brand,
sorry.
Sociology.
Sarah Brand, right?
In Madrid, she's, where she makes birthday cards.
She's from LA.
Oh, right.
So she's finished. She's received her Master of Science in Sociology from Oxford.
And was he nice about it?
Yeah, she was great. And she made this song and she made this and then made the video.
Oh, wow.
And it's caused quite a stir online. Okay. And a lot of people will know what I'm talking about.
When was this?
Flippin' heck. It would have been very recently. Let's see.
Oh, right. So we're talking like this year.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
okay,
it was. Yeah. 7th of July, 2021 was when it was premiered. Although... she did do a rough version of the song on YouTube first.
Right, this is not a rough version then. What we're
this is the fully finished, engineered, mixed, beautifully mixed.
Yeah.
So what's got the internet a bit of a stir is like, is this real? Does she
mean this?
For real?
Is this right?
Well, let's have a listen to it. So if you play RD1...
Oh, boy.
Then we'll have a listen and see what you think. In terms of, and remember, we're talking about out-of-tune singing. Let's have a listen.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's a nice sound at the beginning already.
That's got some,
I came to church to praise our love. Sitting, coming for someone else. It didn't stew well with me. But I said it was a lover's deed. Didn't trust.
I've gone blind in my right eye. I can't see, David.
The only one who should steer is me. Because what they saw
Yeah. So, yeah. So she sings the whole thing, obviously. I mean, not even, I think, a semitone out, is it? It's pretty much like a quarter tone. I mean, she's been taking...
That's a special key reserve. It's kind of like, you know, like for disabled toilets, there's a special key. Same principle. This is a special key for certain people.
It's a special key. And the thing is, as well...
It's more about... where your throat defaults to.
Yeah. When I first heard it, I thought, okay, well, she's obviously been played a trick on by the mix engineer. That's just cruel. But no, because actually the video of her singing it with the guitar, she sings it exactly the same. And either she's a genius and it's an incredible concept piece. A lot of people have said that.
Let me just run the plausibility on that. It's coming up at a 0.0006% chance of being genius.
And she's very amiable online. There's lots of comments, obviously, below that on YouTube. And she's generally like, oh, I'm glad you like it. I know my voice is a bit different or something like that. Mm. It's just been one of those mad things. And you're right. It does. It makes your brain just slightly hurt because everyone can hear. And it's not even that she goes in key. She stays where she is.
Mm.
She's unwavering. So she's very musical.
Yeah.
but just
well,
not
she understands the architecture of a song. Like if she genuinely wrote that song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe she did. So anyway, so there's a lot of people online who have then gone, okay, well, look, first of all, I can fix that. I've got auto-tune and I can fix that. So I've got an example of someone who has basically, I mean, you know, gone through and separated the vocals from the backing.
And then syllable by syllable.
Yeah, tuned it back in.
Wow.
So I've got a little bit of the verse of that. And then there's someone else online who said, actually, no, it's the backing that's wrong. I've reharmonized the backing. Man. It's more like a free jazz insane piece. So let's have a listen. I've got a medley of those two.
Okay. Here we go. So,
RD2.
Okay. I came to church to praise our love. Sitting coming for someone else. It didn't do well with me, but I said it was a lover's.
That's amazing.
Didn't trust let someone else behind my wheel. Said it was love driving me.
That's just silly.
The only one who should steer is me. Cause what they saw.
Okay, some reactions come in on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Pablo says, this is like Les Dawson at the piano.
Yes.
Oh, and good morning to you. Or actually just about good evening for another minute.
Wow, yeah.
This reminds me of the dads who only ever sing at the Christmas service during the candlelit silent night. Happy to put my hand up to that. Happy to put my hand up for that one. Neil says, this is Alanis Morissette, isn't it? Aaron says, this is like when the Coke is too fizzy. It really reminds me of one of my own songs. it's a similar sort of vocal vibe to this. Here we go.
Is this your?
I think there's a market for her. It's a very specific one. Let me tell you all about it.
Never seen you looking so fine as you look tonight. Do these shoes feel too tight? Making love again and again. Would you like to try a size 10? I want to let you go in a shoe shop.
Anyway, you get the idea. And there is a kind of, if you sort of just let your voice.
Yeah.
There are some people out there, that, you know, if you just let go of your voice, It will go to sort of somewhere around there. It's the vocal
is
path
that,
of least
your natural,
resistance. That's
is that
what
your,
it is.
Your natural voice.
It's, if your throat has totally atrophied through no fault of your own, just a series of enjoyable dates. Owen says, are we going to do a cover?
No. Of Red Dress? Wow, yeah.
Maybe we should. maybe we should. Julie also had some thoughts on the 1960s 24.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, bing, bing, boom. Carriage clock style. 58 minutes spent looking on microfiche at the library. And Neil says, bringing up her info, is that what they call it now? Please! So, I really enjoyed that.
Microfiche.
I enjoyed that a lot. I
like good,
the
right?
dress.
Yeah. It's really interesting because also then it gets... The thing is, I've listened to it a few times now and it gets stuck in your head. And then it's like, oh, okay, but in my head, it's in tune.
Oh.
It's really
like that
weird.
Psychological experiment they did in the 50s.
Well, that maybe that's what she is. I mean, you know, she's a sociology.
You closed the gap. Do you know this?
Yes.
It's a famous psychological experiment.
Of course I do.
They showed people lots of images.
Yes.
And then sent them away. Go away! For six months.
Yeah.
And then brought them back and said, what do you remember seeing? So things they saw were an almost closed triangle, but not fully.
Okay.
And everybody came back and they said, what do you remember? They were like, triangle.
Yeah.
They hadn't remembered that it wasn't actually quite right. Their brain had just sort of compressed it down to the basics, which was basically it's a triangle.
Yeah.
And it was very, very interesting in terms of race, but that's a different conversation.
Oh, no, but the whole thing with memory, I mean, we had this, I'm sure we said this before, but there's that whole thing about memory is really fallible. Memory is terrible. It's easily
not
adjustable.
Not for me.
No, exactly.
Mine is...
I mean, apart from people who have super powers in terms of memory.
Yeah, thank
you. Like yourself.
Thank you very much. it's Daniel, isn't it? Dan? Neil says, I haven't heard the Shoe Shop song before. When was that made? It's on The Hurting. Go on Spotify, search for Jake Yap, The Hurting, and there's a double album full of idiotic songs for your displeasure.
Yeah. There's a lot, isn't there?
There's a lot of songs.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's well worth the money to stream it for free.
Yes. Is it worth the electricity? Maybe if it's off a mobile phone.
Like Bitcoin mining.
And you've got a solar charger.
Sort of
yeah.
Okay. So listen, we're going to move on from that.
Let's.
And I've got some other little bits and pieces. I haven't really got a theme today.
That's fine.
But I've got just fun.
We're having a great time. It's Friday.
Fun.
Let's just, God, be free.
It's just fun.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, it's too early. Next thing I've got for you is a little bit that I was going to play, I think, in my podcast about machines. And I've got some machine music that I didn't play at the time.
Cool. I remember that podcast.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? then, so I'm going to say play number three.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
I told you, yes, this is a Choose Your Own Adventure podcast. So,
you are dead. Your adventure is over.
So, number three, we're going to hear somebody who has created some music from machines.
Yes.
Huh?
Sorry, I was just being an idiot. Carry on.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, I can tell you before we play this.
Yeah.
That this is created using. Oh, hang on. An electric toothbrush.
Oh boy.
Card machines, as in like credit card machines.
Yeah.
And a typewriter.
This will be great.
Listen.
Looking forward to it. Oh wow. Okay, brilliant. Do it.
Yeah.
amazing. Nice. There's even a little beetle.
Yeah.
On the end, little. I feel like that took a really long time.
I feel like it probably did. Yeah, that's a guy on YouTube who's somebody on YouTube who is called Device Orchestra, and that's all they do.
Okay.
He's music covers using, so he's got a microcontroller, right, and programming skills. And
programming skills. Kills. You might want to check out, there's a YouTube account. It's a hard watch. I think you'd dig it. I think it's called Look Mum No Computer.
Oh, yeah?
And it's this absolutely bonkers man who makes insane MIDI rigs. Like, he made a Furby organ.
Oh, yes, stuff. I've seen the Furby organ, yes.
Yeah, he makes a lot of really mad things. It's very cool.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, I mean, the nice thing about that is actually it does sound quite good.
It sounds really good.
Yeah.
No. So, genuine little sort of gliss on the end of the yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really nice. So check them out. But as you can see, if you're watching YouTube, you can see there is the original design on a napkin of Knight Rider.
Is that seriously now, on a napkin?
This seriously it is. Yeah. It seriously is. It's like the guy who was one of the main guys at Pontiac Firebird, Trans Am, whatever you call it. I'm saying the name of a car. I don't know what I'm talking about. He drew this design.
Amazing.
And one of the meetings about, like, what's it going to look like? And apparently the red light thing was a bit, was like, you know, just based on the Cylons from Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, how pathetic.
So Kit was a Cylon.
I knew it. Neil says, I drove the Kit car the other year. It's a rubbish car.
Oh.
Pablo says that was like heavy metal bazooki Knight Rider. Yes, that's pretty good.
Oh, Neil, I'm sure, Neil, you should send me all of the versions of Knight Rider you have, because I'm sure you have many.
That might be, you're going to get your inbox shut down. Darth says Floppertron.
Says what?
Floppertron. Neil says, that's the audio equivalent of setting up Kaplunk. Takes ages to create and seconds of fun. Owen says, the coolest lost ringtone on my mum's Motorola in 2003.
Wow. What, the Knight Rider theme?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, didn't everyone at some point, you had to have the Knight Rider theme as your ringtone, didn't you?
You did. But do you know what, though? So it's written by Stu Phillips and Glenn Larson.
Yeah, of course, Glenn Larson.
And Glenn A. Larson. Yeah, exactly.
He's a real pioneer of change a word, take a third, I think.
He was, yeah, I mean, actually, so do you know where that comes from, the theme from Knight Rider?
No.
It's like, you know, I've got this idea for a theme, I really, really like,
yeah,
the music of Leo Delibes. I really love French composer Leo Delibes, and particularly his ballet Sylvia. I feel like that could be the influence for the theme from Knight Rider. If you have a listen to 3B, I've got the March et Cortège de Bacchus from Act 3 of Sylvia.
Shut your mouth. I'm really excited.
Let's have a listen.
Okay.
I want Knight Rider to start like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
Well, that was heavily influenced then, wasn't it?
It was quite, yeah.
Quite cripplingly heavily influenced. Wow!
But, you know, they used 5 or 6 synthesizers and drums and a Fender bass to create something very different. very different.
So different. For legal reasons, incredibly different. Wow. Speaking of, interfacing with machines, and having a great time. Can I? No, yes. No. Just for those without Instagram, can I share my my chatbot escapades yesterday?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
So ID Mobile, it's a long story, but I got sent to debt collectors for a £10 money that I hadn't paid, but I had paid it. Just in right. The interim, they'd sent out the thing. So I emailed the debt collector saying, guys, I've paid. Let's all be cool. All right. This is we're cool. There's nothing to see here. You don't need to send the boys around. We're cool.
Yeah.
I was away on holiday. Let's all be cool. And they were like, okay, cool. We'll extend your thing for 10 days, but you're going to have to send us some proof that you've paid it. I was like, could you not talk to the company that talked to you in the first place?
Yeah.
Because I don't know the company. That's...
Thank you for choosing to chat with us. You're chatting with ID Chatbot. Tell me in a few words how I can help.
Does it actually say you're chatting with ID Chatbot?
Yes. It says, thank you for choosing to chat with us. Tried to phone them, nothing. They'd literally just hang up on me. So I wrote, well, for starters, I didn't choose to chat with you, as you put it. It's more that I've been corralled into this as you shut down any other means of communication. But hi-ho. Okay, Chattybot 300, let's do this. So then I explain, what happened. And I say, good times. Anyway, how are you? Keeping busy? Nothing. I get nothing back from the Chattybot 300.
You've blown its mind. Have blown its mind.
So I write again, say, come on, Chattybot 300. You're supposed to be 17% more intuitive than the Chattybot 280i, which had that new pseudo-empathy module. Still nothing. And the rotating peanut holders. Still. And then it comes up with this... Please select an option below if it matches your query. If not, can you please rephrase your question to help me understand? And then the option is, can I request a payment arrangement? So, no, mate, you're all over the shop. Did someone spill a coffee down your radiator? Then it comes up with this, right? Please select an option below if it matches your query, blah, blah, blah. And what it comes up with this is it says, I bet the press will love to hear about what you've done to me. Now, I didn't screen grab that one, but I just wrote, what? What the hell?
The fact that that's an option that is obviously quite
come
viable.
Up and... So many times that they've actually, the AI has been like, are you threatening to go to the press? Is it that one?
Wow.
Yeah. So I wrote, mate, it wasn't me spilled that coffee.
Could you rephrase the question to help me understand? Please remember I perform better with shorter questions. So I wrote,
may I please speak to one of the weak sentient flesh bags you are biding your time to overthrow, e.g. a human, please. And a nice lady called Mandy said, hi, Jacob. I'm just going to have a quick read through your chat history. Please bear with me a moment. I was like, okay, enjoy.
Did she comment on it at all? Did she just?
She was so fastidiously polite that I knew I'd frightened her, and I felt really bad. I was the frantic backtracking. I'm normal, and I really appreciate everything you're doing. And I'm sorry that was a bit weird and mad. I was having fun. She's like, no, it's great, and you've really taught me a lot with this chat. I was like, no, please don't take me seriously. I'm an idiot for money.
Exactly. This is it wasn't covered in training, but it's been really valuable experience for me.
Yes, yeah, exactly. some more
feedback. Nice.
Pablo says Knight Rider does make it sound like he could be a pizza delivery guy or someone looking to pick up a sex worker. Oh God,
no.
Neil says without the Hoff, East and West Germany wouldn't be united. Think about that.
That's true.
They need his sparkly jacket for the future of their peoples.
It's true.
Aaron says, truly the most powerful himbo of the 20th century. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, when you look at George Brown. Just George Brown. What do I mean? Gordon Brown. Anyway, that's ruined that. Well done, everybody.
Did you see the reboot in 2008,
no,
I think?
No, I didn't.
I did. I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's really, I feel like that's a guilty thing to admit, but I did kind of enjoy it.
It's fine. Was that with Lindsay Lohan or was that just Herbie she did for Sentient Car?
That's Herbie. Yeah. 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 No, exactly. Yeah. 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 And Herbie doesn't talk.
I guess in America it's called a retrunk.
Damn, that's good.
It's not. I'm a dad and I'm tired.
So listen, right, we've got two more pieces of audio.
Amazing.
For you. And they really relate to the fact that it's Friday, everyone.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Come on.
And you know what it's time to do on Friday? It's time to party. And
of course it is.
What
David,
you do
we haven't
is...
partied hard on a Friday for a week now.
No, exactly.
A C-120?
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting out the big guns now.
That'll be a good party, right?
120-minute long cassette.
Yeah.
Oh, David.
Oh, yeah.
They were my favorite because you could record a whole TV show off the telly onto one of those.
Exactly.
Namely,
how do you think those episodes of Doctor Who survived?
Yes, true. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I've got here is actually another demo from someone. So that's why I've got the cassette up.
Okay.
But the song is by someone called K. Lewis. We don't know their first name, just the initial.
Okay.
And it's called Let's Go Party. So okay, you can tell it's going to be fun, right? It's going to be... It's going to bring the joy and it's going to just like, you know, make you want to dance.
Yeah.
So
and
let's
well
have
done
a listen.
For talking through the back down conversation that's happening in your house. You did really well there.
Sorry,
talk through that. And I'll slightly raise my voice just to try to drown out the fact that there are other people talking behind me. I'll keep talking. I don't have anything left to say, but I'm going to keep going and hopefully they've stopped.
Surely the noise cancelling will work it out.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Damn. So let's have a listen to Let's Go Party by K. Lewis and get ready to party.
Sure.
Number what? Four.
Number four. Record number four.
Record number four, please.
There are two songs on this tape. The first song is called Let's Go Party, and the second song is I Got That Feeling For You, and here is Let's Go Party.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kick up my heels.
It's a long verse.
I'm gonna party hard tonight. Let's go party when the world is on our shoulders. It won't hurt us if we get out and dance.
Wow. I mean, it hardly repeats itself at all.
Well, it's like, it sort of feels like an extraordinary auto-generated, you know, like on those keyboards, right? You know, there'd be like auto chords and you press C and it will just like jazz along, you know. But then if there was a thing that did auto-melody,
exactly. Yes, exactly.
That's what you get because, I mean, if you just unrelentingly hold it on C major for long enough, it's just going to every possible combination of notes resolving on those.
Exactly. God. I mean, that's almost like a concept art piece in itself anyway. It's, you know, that's up there with Sarah Brand. I think it's like... Yes, the every possible melody over C major that you could possibly do.
Yeah.
And more.
And that's a party.
Neil says, make me stop partying. Someone kill me. And Ricky says, my tablet screen shattered on the last note. No refunds. refunds. And Pablo says, that Casio keyboard's doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
It really is.
I kind of love it. It was another one of those great ones where the spoken introduction was like, yeah, we're going to do a thing now called Let's Go Party.
Yeah.
It's,
It's
going to blow your mind.
You know this. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's going to blow your mind. Stand by.
Everybody have a party. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've got the other song that she mentioned, so that's a shame. But
that is a real shame. You didn't have the other side of the sea. I mean,
I think you'd want to hear
that. I was
that.
Looking at the C-120 and thinking, God, is there an hour of this?
Very possibly. I think I might have heard the edit, yeah. So we're moving on to a proper party now, okay? Oh, yeah. So I'm going to play you a bit of some vinyl that...
I mean, that would be an S-Club party.
It's not an S-Club party. It's better than that.
How's the refrain go for that? It's the preeminent party. S-Club party. Ho.
It's better than an S-Club party. It's a Jeff Love banjo party.
That. If that is not a euphemism, it like instantly became one. Yeah, no, it was pretty wild, actually. We ended up having a Jeff Love banjo party.
It does sound like a good one, doesn't it? Yeah, so the Jeff Love's banjo...
it's not okay. What you're saying is not okay.
No, hang on.
It's not the okay. Jeff Love... The Jeff Love banjo.
The Jeff Love banjos are performing on this record. This was sent to me by Julie. For some reason, she didn't want to keep this vinyl.
What?
And she sent it to me a long time ago. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
Everybody loves it. I love banjo.
Oh, you love the banjos. What's great about this? I mean, Jeff
I
Love.
Sorry to break in, but we were saying, is this a love banjo party? A Jeff Love banjo party?
Ain't no party like a Jeff Love banjo party.
I think a couple of my cousins got caught in one of those once. They're not allowed unsupervised at reunions anymore. Oh, I there's a thing I could say, but I can't.
So, I mean, the thing is about Jeff Love.
Yeah.
I mean, I could banjos. Do a whole episode on Jeff Love, really.
Sure.
I mean, amazing. So many, many, many records of orchestral recreations of theme tunes, generally, and film scores.
Yeah.
Including a couple of disco ones. I mean, there's disco. A lot of big, he did the big series. There was the big Love movie themes and the big War movie themes and the big everything.
Okay.
But this isn't
big.
Did
he do
the
entire ring cycle in cowbell? And did he make albums for every section of his orchestra? You know, like the Jeff Love oboes.
No, funnily enough, there was a mandolin party.
Of course there was.
Bizarrely.
Of course
I do have that as well. Oh, no. It's the banjo party that you really want to be at. That's the party to go to. That's the party.
I don't think
at.
I do specifically, but you might.
You do. You do.
No, I don't. You think you always think I want that, and I don't.
You do.
No, I don't want that. Yeah. I don't want that.
So, I mean, the thing about this that I love is that it sounds like. I mean, you know, it's basically Jeff Love's orchestra, who are having a good time. Definitely. Sure. And a whole load of singers.
Great. Yeah.
I mean, who professional, I'm not sure, singers who are joining. And this is basically a good old sing-along.
Great. Who doesn't
this
love
is,
that? Me.
And you know, fortunately, everyone will know this because all the songs are really, really current and popular.
Okay.
So I've chosen... nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina.
Oh,
everyone knows that one, right?
Poor Carolina. Yes.
And I feel like we can, like anyone can sing along. I've got the words up here.
Okay.
And I feel like anyone could sing along and just make noise. We've got like instruments here because it sounds like they're having just a great time.
I love banjo party.
Yeah. And like you'll notice like there's a couple of exactly. Let's see if you're in the right key. You can hear there's one person clapping in the first time through, and like the others are just like, oh, I don't know, should we? And then eventually everyone's clapping, everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
It's just the best party and the children, ever.
Always the children. All right. What track
let's
is
this? Listen. So this is five.
Okay. You haven't really given this enough of a build up, but we'll go with it.
Yeah! Cody!
Hello, Fairfield Halls, Croydon.
That was a whip.
I could be like the one bad player. I mean, that was one of the best Nuremberg rallies there were, I think, wasn't it? Incredible.
What a party. I mean, I hope you feel now you're in the party mood.
You're absolutely right. I had long thought there once no party like an S Club party. How wrong I was. That was exactly like an S Club party. That was... breath altering.
Was that your banjo or was it your banjo lely?
That's a banjo lely. That's as close banjo. As I could get. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's fine. You know, I don't think there's any judgment from the banjo.
Isn't
person.
There? I'm judging.
Oh, right. Lovely Jeff Love.
Well, I don't. Neil says, I just found what we're doing at the next Yap Fest. Aaron says, my new favourite party game is playing a mystery song and seeing how much fun Foley and instrument stuff you two could do. That's actually quite a good idea.
Yes.
We should recreate
bring my
it live.
Bucket.
Yeah.
We've got a bucket of stuff.
That. Yeah. Aaron says, please.
I mean instruments.
Oh, okay. That's yeah. You. I mean, everyone's going to need a bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. I don't mean this in a, you know, is that it? I don't mean that. But I mean, have we covered everything?
We've covered everything that we're going to cover today, yes.
Okay, so should we now talk about, and I know Julie's going to be like, no, now's not the time, but I feel like it is.
Okay.
So we're going to, we should talk. We should talk about.
we should talk.
About going forward.
Yes.
consider me to be a podcast debt collection agency, and that you're having a chat with the chatbot 300. It's actually the chatbot 320, which comes with a tampon dispenser. But we've decided to split.
Yes.
Not from each other, and not from you.
No, we can't, unfortunately.
Yeah.
No, what?
Maybe I'm going to revise. What? Very interesting.
I meant
we're splitting our hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to split.
No. No one's. If anything, you're going to expand and grow. So we sort of realised that, you know, the stuff that Cousin Davey's been doing is really great and could probably find its own audience outside the Not Today Thank You sphere. So we are going to set it up as a separate podcast.
Yes.
Don't worry. Not Today Thank You is going to keep going. Yes. I think, just for now, possibly, I'm going to drop it down to one episode a week, but it's going to be a longer episode. So don't worry. Ooh. You're still going to get the bang for your buck. Nice. And we're still going to have Mick Wright, and we're going to have Britain Awake as well. And I've got a new idea for that, which I'm really excited about. But I think we're just going to do it once a week. And so we have a new podcast is sort of the upside. So we're calling it.
Yes.
And the more I think about it,
the better it is.
Definitely. That's definitely the direction
it's going.
That's
what you were
going
to
say. Yeah. Big
yes.
time. Do you want to say it? I don't want to say it.
No, it's your, I mean, it's our.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
you thought of it. You made this bed. It's called Audio Freaks, but it's F-R-E-Q-S. So you're going to look at it and go, that's Audio Freaks. What are you talking about? But it's like frequencies.
It sort it's of audio. Seemed, audio Freaks.
Audio Freaks. Oh, you guys are such freaks. do you want another love, Jeff Love Banjo party? So yeah. We've done some of the setting up. We're yes. very nearly good to go.
Yeah.
I'm hoping within the next week we'll have a trailer up. So watch this space for actual Audio Freaks, the podcast feed, and obviously I'll let you know about that. But you can already follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We've managed to synergize that so that it's audio_freaks. F-R-E-Q-S. People will remember that. That's what I'm going to tell myself.
Exactly.
It's annoying and memorable. Just
audio
like
Freaks.
Katie Hopkins. So, and it's where we're going to do the same thing. So it's going to be the same thing every week, all the business. But it just means, actually, going forward, things like... if we wanted to do a live show, it wouldn't make any sense to go and do that live if it was called Not Today Thank You, because that just, there's no synergistic brand strategy.
Yeah.
So, Audio Freaks. whereas that, I'm totally comfortable walking onto a stage and saying that. That will be fine. that will go down really, really well.
Steph,
good morning, Steph says, Freaky Friday. It'll be fine.
It's going to be
gonna
good.
Be really good. So, anyway, that's the news.
Yeah. That's good.
Which means.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll still make the occasional appearance, won't you?
Of course.
Or not today, thank you. Of course you will.
Because, of course.
Because, you know, there are some important things to say. Cousin Davey is only a cousin to you, the listener, to Not Today, Thank You.
Yes.
We're not going in with, oh, Cousin Dave. No. That's just a special for the family of this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's weird is we've actually recorded the first two. And so you can hear us being a bit oddly formal and slightly uptight and sounding like Richard Dawkins or our fathers 30 years ago.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes, David. And I believe it was ha ha ha. So... I mean, I haven't.
But we did it in the same room.
We did.
Which was good.
It was.
Nice to do it in the same room.
We did it in your son's bedroom.
Okay, now that sounds wrong.
Freaky. Anyway, that's the news. That's what we've been working on for ages. Yeah. Julie is producing it and has done some really brilliant artwork and stuff, some of which you can find online now at audio_frey. On your social media of choice.
I love it.
It's like all your
frequencies. I love it more and more every time I hear it.
Really? Yeah. It's amazing what you can normalize, isn't it? So so there it is. That's it for now. But
I look forward to that.
Yeah, I look forward to it as well.
Yeah. I mean, I've got big plans for it.
Yes.
That you don't know about.
No, I don't.
No.
I don't know anything.
Well, I might have told you.
I'm barely conscious most of the time. Beat that. So, yeah. Davey, for now, farewell to not to say thank you.
Yes.
But I just know everyone's going to hop over as soon as we've got that feed up.
Exactly. Well, if you want to hear more Banjo Party, love Banjo Party.
What more could you?
Then, well, I don't know, really.
Yeah, then... Allez-vous-en.
You can ask me.
There we go. Just ask Davey. He's at Davey App on the Twitter.
Yeah.
He's also Killer Fish Bristol on the YouTube.
Yes.
And he's really great.
Aww.
Oh, look, Pablo is the first to follow. Well done. Thanks.
Hey.
We've got to follow everybody. We've got to follow it. This is definitely going to work. This is going to be the one. Never mind Dave Fight. Never mind all the other terrible projects. This is definitely the one. Okay, we love you. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
And we're clear. Thank you very much, studio. And that's all.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.